Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning to you.
We're going to start this morning with reforms that have followed a deadly year in New York's nursing homes. Many of our listeners already know some of the scandals surrounding that and the nursing home death counts, but give us a reminder.
Yeah, New York has suffered the brunt of the COVID epidemic, and we've had more people in nursing homes die than any other state. There's been a lot of concern about the way that New York handled COVID outbreaks at nursing homes and how New York has reported data on deaths. So there's been a bunch of legislation this year that lawmakers have been looking at to try to fix and address different parts of the nursing home industry and how the state regulates it and oversees it. One of the bills that passed that's gotten a lot of attention is requiring nursing homes to spend at least 70% of their revenue on patient care. It sounds like it's a very interesting sort of idea. New Jersey does it, and other states do it as well. But there is concern that, you know, New Jersey has a higher percentage, saying, you know, you'd spend 90% of revenue on direct patient care. So there's some worry that, like, nursing homes could get around it, or that this 70% might not make that big of a difference.
From there to new updates about New York's bars and restaurants, what do we know?
So the governor says that bars and restaurants can now stay open till midnight in New York. The restaurant industry still wants to know when that curfew can go away altogether. COVID rates are trending down in New York. They had sort of been plateauing for some time. New York still is among the nation's highest rates, but rates are definitely declining overall statewide. But there is concern about a big surge in Western New York that's showing signs of spreading to Central New York as well.
She is Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us on Fridays. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
You too. Thank you.